Hello and welcome to my show. Could you be more specific? I am your host, Jonathan Steele, and coming to you by the way of the Stay Well podcast. And on this episode of Could You Be More Specific, title in this episode changes. And what I want to get into is the unfortunate passing of Mac Miller this past week. I also want to touch on the recent back and forth between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, but more so how that translates to something positive happening with Drake and Meek Mill at the Drake's concert just the other day. But I'm going to get started first with Mac Miller. It was really surprising to hear that he had passed away. I think a lot of his loved ones and the people that knew him, and it does seem like, especially for the people that really had a genuine relationship with him, it seems, it's really nice, because for a guy to be 26 years old, you know, he really didn't have a lot of time, you know, to kind of make the impact that, you know, a lot of people who were born at the age of 20, who are at 26, should I say, usually have, because you're so young and you're still really getting started. So if you look at all the things he's accomplished throughout his career, it's a real testament to not just his talent, but the kind of person he was to garner the outpour that he's been receiving. Unfortunately, like a lot of these things that, you know, you get out of the fact that someone loses their life, and then people want to go into the details of why, and they start nitpicking and debating that. And for me personally, I kind of want to just avoid that kind of stuff. I get it. You know, some people are going to be like, hey, well, it's a part of his story. And granted, that is, but that's something you can make up your own mind about, and you can delve into that. Me personally, as far as my awareness of Mac Miller, I've known of him for several years. I used to listen to his music every now and again. I wasn't someone that was in his music all the time, but I definitely knew of him, and I knew his raps were really good, especially in comparison, I guess, what you've seen this past week with G-Eazy and Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem and some of the other white rappers, should you say, having a tough week. Mac Miller was, you know, actually a really talented rapper. And he made good music. Probably the song that sticks out to me the most from him was a couple years ago, was that song Dang that he did with Anderson .Paak. That was just like one of those like smooth, like really like nice chill songs. And, you know, like it was like a grown adult type song to make. So that's one of his songs that really stick out to me the most, because it kind of like kind of gives you an insight to where he was at, but also where he was going. And it would have been nice to have continued to see his, you know, his growth, you know, not just as an artist, but as a person 5 years from now or 10 years from now. And I know he did a Breakfast Club interview where he was talking about the placements that people put you in from a box standpoint, where it's like, hey, you're the fun guy, or you're the depressed guy, or you're the love guy, or, you know, the angry guy. It's all these different archetypes. And he was just really trying to argue. It's like, hey, I'm a human being, and like I go through, you know, emotional ups and downs just like everyone else. And I feel like I should be able to express that about myself and then not turn into a big debate where, well, no, you make this type of music, so you just got to talk about that. That was something that I've always picked up on, the handful of interviews I used to see of him from beforehand. You could tell like he was someone that used to be in that thought process a lot about not being boxed in. And, you know I've talked about this before in previous pods, but it's really no excuse nowadays to be something that you don't want to be. It's really pointless at this point, because the word niche and, you know, cult following now means, before, like 20 years ago, in any genre of art, workplace, any forms, that was looked at as limited. Now that's great. If you have a niche thing, you're going to be incredibly successful. Tyler, the Creator, is not necessarily trying to get Drake fans. They make entirely two different types of music. They talk about entirely probably two different types of philosophies in terms of ways of living. They may have some similarities, obviously, in certain categories, but they're two different people, which obviously that's a great thing. But what I picked up from Mac Miller with that was the fact that he wanted to be able to continue to do that. And he wanted to continue to be able to grow as a musician, and was in hoping that, you know, hey, you know, he had things that he was working through, like all of us are. So that was something that kind of stood out to me when, you know, watching that interview. I got to finish watching it, actually. But, you know, just hearing him talk about that, you could tell he was not just, if you judged him based off how he looked, that would really be a mistake, because there was a lot more to him. you know, just to see the response has been, it's been really nice overall. Big Sean had a post where he was kind of talking about what we've kind of touched on before with, you know, social media and sometimes just kind of, you know, taking a step, you know, a step back from it. And he did. And the fact that, you know, in his post talking about Mac, he actually mentions, you know, Mac sent him a message not too long ago. And he never, and I don't think he responded to it. And now that kind of bothers him now at this point because of the fact that, wow, yeah, that could have been an opportunity for him to say something to him then. But, you know, we never know these things. And that's something that, you know, we kind of got to stay away from is, you know, when things unfold, unfortunately, they just unfold. There's no way to really predict these things at times. It's like, because you don't think, you're not in that mindset 24/7 that something's going to happen to a loved one because you're just trying to live. And so I don't think that's something that he should, and obviously it's human nature that people beat themselves up about that, but I don't think he should. I know Ariana Grande has been getting a lot of flack, and to me that's another mistake to do from a public standpoint because people can't stay in relationships if they feel like they're not growing in them or if they feel like they've ran their course. So to blame her in any kind of way is really irresponsible. I don't care what side of the fence you're on any of it. If you're a guy and you're hearing about a girl, if you're a girl hearing about a guy, someone's mental well-being and the responsibility that cannot be left to the other person that's in that relationship. Because ultimately, it's going to be up to that individual who's going through those trying times to be able to persevere and overcome that. And that's not a dismissive way of looking at it. It's like, ultimately, the only person that can really handle living with yourself is you. And you have to be able to do that. And some people can, but some people can't. And that's okay, too. I don't think we should bash people who have, you know, unfortunately succumbed to this. I know Tyrese had a post about it that kind of turned into a back and forth, but I get what he was talking about because, you know, really you're trying to look for, you know, an eternal happiness, but, you know, you're kind of seeking it through, you know, external forces in a way. I understand it completely. And those are just some of the thoughts I want to touch on with Mac. I'm pretty sure there's going to be more news happening with him. I'm looking forward to trying to listen to some more of his music because I ended up doing it with XXXTentacion, who I wasn't that familiar with. And a lot of his songs are actually really good as well. So it's unfortunate that you know, I ended up kind of coming more so across them, Mac especially, and X, you know, through their passing. But I hope that, you know, their loved ones and their family are going to be able to, you know, stay together and stay united throughout this time. I'm going to transition from that, and I'm going to talk mainly about the Drake and Meek Mill kind of patching things up. But it's kind of going to circle around because it kind of relates to Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. And I know that there was an event that they were at, and it kind of, you know, and it got physical from the details it's been that I've heard so far. I'm pretty sure there's probably people that may have more information on it, that there was an altercation between the two of them, and I think Nicki Minaj, the security guard, I think ended up hitting Cardi B, which is why she had a visible mark on her face, on the, I think towards her eye. And of course, all this stems from, you know, their ongoing issues with each other. And just, it's unfortunate to say, but a lot of this is Nicki Minaj. And because now Nicki Minaj is in a place where she's doing wrestling stuff, it's not as much about her music anymore. She's a long ways away from Super Bass and Starships and Moment of Life and those records, you know, because that was in 2010. And that was when she was kind of at her height, and she sustained for a very long time. And you can't dismiss that. But the same things that she was advocating for and not wanting to succumb to or wanting people to do when she was out early on is the things that she's now doing now as a more established artist, because she has been, you know, sniping at Cardi B for some time now because she's the new person that's around right now. It's unfortunate that it's kind of gotten to this point with them. You know, I know, I think the claim was is that she said something about, you know, obviously not just her husband, but her child, which you can't really say is far-fetched because, I mean, she still, even on Ellen's show, still goes on and on about Travis Scott and selling bundles and and stuff like that. It's just, it's kind of disappointing because it's like you continue to vindicate why Charlamagne called you a sore winner. He beat you in his second week. That's it. The Rock wasn't complaining when Star Wars beat it, you know, Jumanji in its first weekend. That was pretty much expected. If something is expected to happen, to pretend that you're surprised that it happened, it's kind of the indictment then is on you. But then, like, hey, if you hang in there, you know, and you're succeeding, that should be what it ultimately was about. And unfortunately for Nikki, she still kind of is coming off as someone that's kind of just kind of grasping to kind of stay in the public eye. And I know her radio show, she's kind of become more so known for kind of just taking shots at people. And it's kind of disappointing because it's like she's an incredibly talented artist. But I do agree with DJ Academic. She's not someone you're rooting for to succeed. You're not necessarily rooting for her to not succeed, but it's not something like, you know, if I heard that she didn't have a number one record, or if I heard she didn't, it's like, okay. I mean, she's still going to be able to make a pretty good living. She's going to be okay. I'm going to kind of transition out of that and really touch more so on a positive note, and to see that Drake and Meek Mill were able to patch things up in this overall week, especially what was going on musically. That was a really good thing to see because if you look at, you know, just especially hip hop in general over this past year, it's been a really tough year overall in terms of, you know, losing, you know, not just Mac, but X. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, and also, you know, can't forget Craig Mack. So, you know, to see that moment of them being able to kind of get past where they're at 3 years ago was a good maturing thing. I'm pretty sure they probably hashed and talked things out. And a lot of that kind of was related to Meek's, you know, scenario with, you know, the whole, you know, Drake not promoting his album, which I still don't get this new era of you got to promote me. If someone wants to voluntarily promote you, that's fine. But that should not be a demanded request. And then it just kind of spilled over and it led to what it led to. But I think one of the more positive notes was the fact that they were able to kind of come together and move past it because it shows, you know, maturity and growth. I don't really know in terms of from Drake's standpoint, probably what led to him deciding to go ahead and just probably let this thing go. I know he's probably been feeling that way for a while now, but I kind of don't see him doing that with Pusha no time soon. But I think it's just a good message overall to see, and then also to just see the transformation that I think Meek has been making. You got to give him credit that he's been making steps to want to improve the lives of other men who are in similar positions to him, but he has a more of a platform and more resources behind him to make more of a positive difference. So I'm really happy to see that. And it was a great scene, not just for hip hop music, but just for young adults and just maturity in general. So those are some of the things I want to touch on. I just want to thank you guys for continuing to follow this pod. We got some really, really great things upcoming. I want to thank D, all the work that he's been doing and keeping us running. And I want to thank you guys for all the support. You know, thank you for listening. Could you be more specific? I'm so grateful to you guys. More on the way. Thank you for all this continued support. I'm really, really grateful. And again, my name is Jonathan Steele. Thank you for listening. Could you be more specific? Look for more content on the Stay Well podcast. I hope you guys have a good one. Thank you.